So did you come up with another Francis question because the last one made you think of Francis Scott Key? Because when I read the question yesterday, that's the first name I thought of when I was reading Francis Bellamy. And now today, it's Francis Scott Key.
Well, there you go. I didn't realize.
Francis week.
Francis Bellamy wrote the Pledge of Allegiance, Francis Scott Key, the national anthem.
And it was 1892, by the way.
Francis the Talking Mule will be our next focus.
Where my brain always goes,
yeah.
Right there. We were just talking about him the other day.
Yeesh.
I don't know. He was like in a football game or something at one movie.
Yeah, wasn't it Donald O'Connor, the co-star, and he kicked field goals for Army or something like that?
Somehow that does sound right. Now you look back and go, really?
It's like watching the original Indiana Jones and watching the special effects they used, and you thought, not really that good.
No, not good.
Good movie. A wonderful movie.
Man, there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 Francis Mule movies from 51 to 56.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. What? They were popping those puppies out twice
no
a year.
Kidding.
Francis.
So somebody somewhere really, really, really enjoyed the Francis.
Yeah.
And was he a talking mule or was he just
Francis the Talking Mule?
Okay, there we go.
He goes to the races, goes to West Point, covers the big town.
The question is, did he go, oh, Wilbur?
Joins the wax. No. In the Navy and Haunted House. And he passed away.
Oh, darn.
Alan Young.
Oh, yeah.
In the last month or so. Always liked him.
Originally saw, remember him, I don't originally remember, but he was in The Time Machine.
Yeah. And then did cartoon voices forever. Oh, so he was around 50 years, I'm sure. So
Thank
had
you
a voice you went, hey, I know who that is.
125 when he died or something?
I'm 99?
Yeah.
Something like
older.
That. 120. Well. Not 125. That's a little beyond. I had notes down. Rain hasn't happened yet, just so you know. And then we can talk about alligators, too. So,
Are you going to Disney World or something?
That's exactly what it's about.
Okay.
It is. Today's Thursday, right?
I
didn't use that word yesterday. Five-letter word, beginning with T as in today or Thursday, meaning very friendly. This is a stretch of the meaning.
Okay. Oh, well, then I'm going to have to write something that I think is probably not it, but...
That's awful friendly.
Yeah, that is.
No, that's not it.
Okay.
2-4-3-4-3-5-1, if you can tell me what today's T word is. Five-letter word beginning with T, meaning very friendly. 2-4-3-4-3-5-1. You're playing for a lunch buffet from Bogey's Cafe, located at the corner. Let's try that again. Bogey's Cafe is at 1904 West Morton Avenue here in Jacksonville. And you will get a gift certificate from us sometime in the next 3 weeks. Take it out there Sunday through Friday, 11 to 1:30. Our gift certificate is good for one lunch buffet at Bogey's Cafe. All righty. I've got another meaning up here. Made up of a large number of things or people close together. Five-letter word beginning with T, meaning very friendly. That's still not it. 2-4-3-4-3-5-1. Can you tell me today's T word?
Is it gregarious?
Nope. Thanks for trying. Five-letter word beginning with T as in today. T. Five-letter word beginning with T, meaning very friendly. And I'm going to give you another T word after we get this call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Tribe.
No. Good one. Not my word. Think thieves. Thieves. Very friendly. Yeah, that's my clue. 2-4-3. That's it. 2-4-3-4-3-5-1. Five-letter word beginning with T, meaning very friendly. Or, what was my other one? Compact? Made up of a large number of things or people close together. Good morning. You're on the air.
Truth.
Nope. Thanks for trying. It is not. Good morning. You're on the air.
Is it tight?
Ooh, Ooh, that's a good one, but nope, that's not it. Thanks for trying. 243-4351. Made up of a large number of things or people close together. Very friendly. Like thieves. Or as thieves, I guess is how you would say it. As thieves. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi. Did she say tight?
Yep, and that's not it.
How about thick?
That's it. It is thick. And
I had tight, and then I thought that I'm not at my radio. Okay.
Yep, it's thick as thieves. And who is this?
This is Jerry Handback.
Jerry Handback, how are you doing today?
I'm good. It's sprinkling a little bit.
Yay, where are you at?
Very southwest corner of Morgan County.
Okay, and that's where it looks like it is right now in Morgan
that's
County.
Right.
Maybe, you know, go out and do a little dance. We'll get a little more rain.
Oh, yes, I won't have to mow yard today.
There you go. Well, Jerry, you got it.
All
it
right.
is thick. Stop by here sometime in the next 3 weeks. We'll give you that gift certificate.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jerry Handback, our winner today, thick as thieves.
I thought tasty was a good guess. I didn't know.
Thick in the middle. Ice cream. No. How would you, you know?
Thick as thieves.
A milkshake you can flip upside down.
Certainly wasn't gregarious.
No. A T-word. Yeah. One more tomorrow morning.
Hi, this is Bobby Sims with Grogene Insurance Agency, your hometown insurance specialist. Give Grogene's a call today for any or all of your insurance needs. Call Grogene Insurance. Get covered today.
Are you well connected? If you're a customer of the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company, then you are. You're connected to financial professionals who are dedicated to helping you every step of the way in life. From buying that first house to sound retirement planning, we offer a full range of innovative financial products and services, convenient locations, and caring personal service. So you see, you are well connected when you bank with the Farmers State Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I know the answer to the Star Spangled Banner question.
Yeah, you know, and when I read it, and by the way, there was another verse added.
Well,
and we just concentrated on the original.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Our question is literally about
the original.
The original.
When Francis Scott Key wrote it, he wrote this many verses.
And when we sing it, how many are we skipping?
Oh.
See, so
yeah, I don't
you
know.
Might think the answer is one thing when actually it's going to be another. So it might be something people have to look up.
Yeah. This is, can you imagine going to a sporting event? And they start singing the national anthem, and then you sit down, and then you, oh, wait a minute, they're not done. You get back
There's
up. And
three more verses.
Yeah.
It's amazing, honestly, how many songs are out there from way back that we don't sing half of. People know the chorus and never heard the verse on a lot of songs.
The subsequent verses that I went through yesterday, I thought I kind of sang it to myself, and when I got down, a couple of them, I had trouble with phrasing. I don't know how it's phrased.
The melody, I think, stays the same.
Yeah, it stays the same. It's just the placing of the words within that melody.
There's three syllables here. This doesn't work out right.
That's right.
What?
Or do you
That's
have
why
to,
they swapped it out.
Do you have to drop a couple of consonants in there or something?
There we go. Gonna change those words to old-fashioned words. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Well, I was looking at some stuff they were talking about with Disney World, the tragedy down there with the alligator taking the child away.
Mm-hmm.
Not the alligator, but the child part. And now they've decided to drop all alligator costumed people in the park.
Ooh, yeah. That
during parades and stuff.
I never thought about that.
So there's no TikTok alligator from Dr. Hook in one parade, and there's no alligator from Princess and the Frog in another thing. And do little kids already not have a fear of alligators anyway? I don't know. I would think more people would have had a family member who may have hit a deer on the highway than have been taken by an alligator.
Oh, yeah.
So you would think kids would be more afraid of Bambi than an actual alligator if you go that. I think it's just an odd thing to go, okay, we need to take all the alligators out of everything in the park now because this happened. But people were already afraid of alligators prior to this. I mean, it's just, I think it's an odd thing.
If, can you imagine being the Florida Gators, the University of Florida Gators? They probably had some mascot went over and just sort of, you know.
Like the big bird does down there.
Yeah. You know, put the jaws over the kids. Just get again.
And now it's not okay.
Play with it. That's not, yeah, that's probably not, at least for a while.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. And okay. So, but was a small child not afraid of that before?
Oh, I'm sure the small child had they seen the alligator.
Because if you have a small child around like Barney or Big Bird or some other, they're afraid of it no matter what, just because in real life, those things seem creepy when you're under five anyway. But
my understanding that when a gator or a crocodile, I don't know which one is which, attacks, it's quick. It's like, did it, pull it in the water,
yeah.
Try to drown whatever their prey is, and then go to work from there.
I believe Florida area is more gators than crocodiles. But at one time, I actually heard that alligators are more likely to attack than crocodiles. But I wouldn't know one if it walked up to me, which was which, exactly. I don't know. I've been to a gator farm down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Stinks.
Yeah.
It's got that whole sulfur thing going on. I mean, it's kind of gross. And then they do feed them, which could make children afraid of chickens as well. It's kind of a gross thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they kind of dangle them out there, and then they'll jump right out and grab that thing and swim off. But it's, I don't know if it's worth the money to go to a gator farm if you're heading to Florida.
I think it's
just one of those. This was built in 1960?
Yeah, I think I'd pass.
Really?
I think I'd pass on that, yeah.
It's kind of an old-fashioned theme park. I don't know. And we actually had to walk through the mouth of a giant fiberglass alligator to get into the park when we went down there. It was hokey.
Now, when that happened, I wonder if did the alligator park close down? For a while?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a...
How far do you go with that?
Exactly.
You tell people, you got alligator skin boots, you can't wear those?
Yeah, I think we go way too far on everything nowadays. And this is just a case of, I don't understand what a three-year-old's understanding of what happened a few weeks ago is, number one. Mm-hmm. Are you explaining to your three-year-old, you know, don't go in the water? If you're in Florida, you should say that anyway. But wouldn't they already be afraid of him? I mean, it's not like it's a new thing.
Isn't when the TikTok alligator from Peter Pan, was it? That's got to be the only gator crocodile character from Disney, right?
No, Princess and the Frog had an alligator in it.
Oh, really?
And he was big and friendly, kind of dopey.
Jungle Book didn't, though, did they?
No, it had everything else that was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
That snake. See, but kids were already afraid of snakes. That's what I'm saying. It's not like kids were already thinking, I'll go up and pet this alligator. It was already not necessarily something they thought it was nice. But again, more people have probably been killed by a deer.
Oh, yeah. Running in front of a vehicle. Yeah.
Then you know. I haven't thought too much this morning, really.
Yeah, that one gets stuck in your head and kind of rattles around a little bit before you finally get it out.
I woke up this morning like 4:40.
Yeah.
Because it's that time of the week now that I'm working for Bob, and my brain goes, you don't want to be late, so get up way early today. And
I woke up at 5 o'clock, a little bit before that, this morning to this.
Beep. No. Oh, smoke detector? Which one? Did you figure it out?
Yeah, I heard that, and then it was, beep. I'm going, oh, crap.
Those frogs are making some weird noises.
Well, and then it started accelerating. Then it went, beep, beep. And I felt like it was Phil Dunphy. I started going through the house trying to figure out where it was coming from.
Up on a ladder with a broomstick.
I found it, and I had a heck of a time getting the battery out, figure that out. And then when I put the battery back in, I thought, is this the right way to go or not? And then you're supposed to test it. Well, my wife was
going, stick your tongue on that battery. Come on.
I was.
He said, here, honey, try this battery.
No, I was going to push the test button, but I thought, she's in bed.
Oh.
That's probably not a good thing.
But you wanted to make sure it worked before you left.
Well, I did.
You don't want to leave her there, and then the house could catch on fire.
She got up and
squall that sucker.
I pushed it, and dog didn't bark, so, and it did sound, so I was
Well, the dog was happy he was not hearing the little bip anymore.
Probably,
either. But
yeah.
I went out this last time and I purchased the ones with that, you know, long lasting battery, and it's 5 to 10 years, and you just pitch them and buy a new one. You don't even bother with the batteries anymore.
My question
costs
is,
those,
do they, I assume they give you some sort of a warning that they're about ready to die.
Yes. And you go over and you test them regularly.
Yeah.
We put ours in when we got the house, so we know how long they've been there.
Good idea.
But it's still that spring forward, fall back thing with a regular battery is a good idea. So you know when the last time you put new batteries or fresh batteries in your... And don't throw them in a drawer and think, oh, it's still good, and then pull it out later and go, oh, wait a minute.
We learned that a long time ago. There was one day, in fact, there was, every once in a while, I still do this. I go through there, and there'll be loose batteries in there. I said, okay, here we go. Start testing each one of them to see which ones are good and which ones are bad.
Well, when you have kids in the house, teenagers, and they need batteries for stuff, you can't trust any of them. It's they'll swap them out just to make it look like there's still a battery in there.
Remotes are the same thing. Last night, I'm messing with one of them. It's not working. And I thought, crap. So I went upstairs, got batteries, put it in, still not working. I thought, what the heck? So I put the old batteries back in, and then it started working.
Maybe the button stuck.
Now I have the old batteries in there and two new batteries ready to be put in there, which will then be set aside at some point, and I'll go, are those batteries good or bad?
I think batteries have dates on them now. It's written really, really tiny.
Oh, really?
But I think there is like a, not a born-on date, but some kind of a date on a battery.
And we keep getting these blips, the power down a little bit, and every time it does that, I've got to reset the Roku and all that stuff, and...
Blips of power down. What do you mean?
Yeah, it just, you know, it did last night.
The whole house just blinks?
Yeah, it just kind of blinks, and then I got to go in there and the reset clocks. And
fortunately, mine has to be off for a bit before most of my clocks get messed up. But it is always weird to walk in the door and see the clock on the stove and the microwave blinking, and you're thinking, how long did this happen, or when did this happen?
Well, to some extent, I'm glad it does that, because then I know I've got to reset modem, I got to reset, you know, the Roku, I got to reset the Chromecast.
And me and 1,000 other people right now want to know what a Roku is.
Yeah, that's the one, a new way way to get your TV by the
Okay. Like the little robot in the room.
Yeah.
Here, Roku.
When you get that brief interruption, the thing just shuts completely down.
A
little bitty indicator light out front, and it doesn't
nothing
shine anymore.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's what lights are good for, and the little beepings. We need. If it beeped only for a few hours and we were gone, it wouldn't be helpful. Fortunately, they beep for a long time before.
And I was just thankful it wasn't downstairs tucked away in a side room.
Still wandering through the house this morning.
Yeah,
Where is that darn beep?